Hello.
Hi, it's Sarah from Deluxe Home Care.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
Not too good.
Did Tiffany come by last week or you weren't feeling good?
No, I've been waiting for Tiffany to come by for the last 3 days, and she told me she was coming by today, and I missed my doctor's appointment. And it was a very important doctor's appointment, and I have one tomorrow to get my stitches out of my, well, they amputated my foot where they amputated, they're supposed to take the stitches out.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if she's going to show up for that now.
Oh no, that's really
I've
not
laid
good.
here and cried all morning.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I don't know what to do. I don't know to find another caregiver or what to do.
Well, we could definitely find you another caregiver. There's no reason that
Well,
you sh
my nurse come out this morning and I think she's going to do something.
What you gonna do?
Pardon?
She's gonna find you another caregiver?
I think so.
Because we can find you someone.
Well, let me see what she's going to do first. Let me talk with her.
Okay, that sounds good. But she wasn't there because she missed so many days last week, and I know you really
Yeah.
need the help.
Well, I was in the hospital till Friday.
Until Friday. So from when to when?
Oh gosh, I was in there 15 days.
Right, but that was the Friday. That was on the 12th. You got out, right?
I'm not for sure, ma'am. I forgot the days. I really have.
Well, that's all right. I think it was then. To you about it before.
Was it the 12th then?
I'm pretty sure it was the 12th because I think you got out. I think it was then. It wasn't just
Okay.
this past Friday, like 3 days ago. You've been home all week, right?
No, right.
Right.
Okay, you're right.
So then she missed 3 days last week.
I guess so, yeah.
And then yesterday as well.
He missed the day before yesterday and yesterday, I believe.
Yesterday and Saturday. Okay, so I guess I'll give you, I'm gonna write a note here that your nurse is trying to figure something out. And I'm gonna give you a call back maybe on like Wednesday or Thursday and see what's going on.
Okay. I don't know what Tiffany's deal is. I mean, she's got with this other guy, and I thought he was a decent guy, but I'm wondering if there's something going on that maybe that I don't know about.
Yeah, that definitely could be. I don't know. I haven't been able to reach her recently.
No, her phone got busted, and last night I got her on his phone about 10:30, and I asked her, I said, "Are you coming?" She said, "Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there about 7." She never showed up. I waited. My appointment was at 11:30, and the bus comes at about an hour early because I ride Medicaid van. And she said she'd be here. Never showed up. So she told me she'd be here, and I prayed to the Lord she shows up tomorrow morning. Because if these stitches ain't, I've already missed one appointment about these stitches. And if she misses tomorrow, I don't know what's going to happen to me. They said I could lose my leg next.
Oh no, that's really not good.
Yeah, it's not good. And if Tiffany makes me lose my leg, it's going to be horrible.
Oh, I really hope she shows up. Do you have her boyfriend's number that I could give him a call?
I'd have to look it up and then call you back because I don't know it by heart.
Okay, that's fine, 'cause I would give him a call, maybe send him some texts and so that she can really show up tomorrow so you'll be able to go to your doctor's appointment.
Yeah, I appreciate it because it means the world to me. Because if I don't get these stitches, this is the second time I've missed my stitches get taken out.
Yeah,
And the
that's
nurse said they're really, really embedded deep because I didn't get them taken out on the 17th.
Oh, that was already like last week.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
And I supposed to got them taken out on the 17th. And she said she'd be here that day and didn't show up. So, I just don't know what to believe. One minute she'll tell me something, the next minute it's a whole different story.
Right.
But I don't know his phone number by heart. I'd have to look it up. I don't know if I can look it up with the phone being on here. If it hangs up, I'll call you back.
Okay, it shouldn't hang up.
Okay, I don't know how to use these cell phones, so let me see if I can do this without it hanging up.
Okay.
Let me see. Oh, goodness, what is it? Let me see. I'm still looking.
Okay.
And
take
I
your
don't,
time.
I'm trying to, trying to find it. I see where I text him, but I don't know how to pull the, let me see if I can pull the phone number back up. Okay, it's 417-370-2655.
2655-370. Let me see if I ever texted it. Okay, I'm going to go call him a few times and see if I can text him, and hopefully he's going to respond.
Okay, thank you so much.
Of course, I'll be in touch. I'll let you know when I hear back.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.